This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. There is a myth out there in many circles that Islam is a religion of total rigidity, exclusive worship, zero flexibility and no concession. That is the furthest from the reality. If any person studies Islam carefully, he will realize that in Islam there is a perfect balance. It's all about striking the fine balance. So let's look at a verse of the 21st juz of the Quran, chapter number 30, Surah Ar-Rum, verse 23, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And amongst the signs of Allah, أَدَّلَّ عَلَىٰ قُدْرَتِهِ, which reflect His greatness and His magnanimity, مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, is the bounty He has given you of sleep. Ask a person who suffers from insomnia how difficult it is to pass the night. And this is such a great boon from the Almighty. You retire to bed, the body releases melatonin, it creates the sense of calmness. The next morning you are fresh, rejuvenated and energetic to be productive again in the world out there. And Allah also highlights the fact that He has given you sleep in the day. وَالنَّوْمُ بِالنَّهَارِ مِمَّا تَعُدُّهُ الْعَرَبُ نِعْمَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And the Arabs would cherish sleeping by day. In fact, I read an article of an Oxford professor who used the term nappiness. That if you take a nap at midday, then you will have happiness. And merging the two, he said, you will have nappiness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, and then going out in the day and earning your livelihood. In fact, the scholars tell us that the greatest proof that Allah wants us to earn is the Quran is replete with exhortations to spend and donate. So in this verse, the scholars tell us, دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ النَّوْمَ لِلْإِسْتِرَاحَةِ, that sleep is meant to relax you, to comfort you. It's a bounty from the Almighty. Enjoy the time, quality sleeping. And likewise, وَكَذَا طَلَبُ الْمَعَاشِ, to go out to work and earn a livelihood. مِنَ الْأَسْبَابِ, is from the adoption of means. لَا يُنَافِ الْكَمَالِ, it does not contradict nobility and piety. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ مِنْ مِنَنِهِ تَعَالَى, كَيْفَ يَكُونُ مُنَافِيًا لِلْكَمَالِ. Something which Allah highlights as a bounty, how can it go contrary to the station of nobility? So if someone is sleeping, let him enjoy the sleep. If someone is earning, let him go out and earn and compliment him. Yes, this is the key thing. وَإِنَّمَا يُنْهَى الْإِنْهِمَاقِ. Islam prohibits us from overindulging. If you sleep in moderation, it's productive. If you oversleep, it's counterproductive. You need to earn indeed, but not at the cost of becoming negligent, heedless or oblivious of the Almighty. So the message is, enjoy the bounties that Allah has given you. That's the perfect balance of Islam. But strike the balance and do not overstep the mark. May Allah bless us with the correct balance in all matters. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.